Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The battle lines are being drawn over how the Boston Public Library might deal with a $3.5 million budget gap. Library President Amy Ryan has come up with three options. The one she's recommending closes four branches and cuts as many as 90 jobs. And that plan is scaled back from some original proposals to close as many as 10 branches. As WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports, the library trustees vote tomorrow on which plan to adopt, and residents are organizing.
Library patrons who know how to speak softly in the stacks are raising their voices outside at rallies and community meetings.
This is Ariana. She's 16 months old.
Susan Ruiz came to a rally in front of the State House with her daughter, Ariana, who held a sign that said, "Please don't close my library." That's the Jamaica Plain branch.
She goes to story group there every week, and there are always a ton of kids there. And I just can't imagine her growing up without a library.
At a community meeting at the Codman Square branch, Margaret Lamb spoke up.
25 years in Ashmont Hill, my grown sons grew up here. Every time I walk in, I see computers and tables full of young people.
Vic Campbell uses the library all the time.
We value the Lower Mills Branch Library ferociously. When I first heard about this idea of closing libraries, I said, "Vic, the barbarians are at the gates. This is not the thing to be doing."
One of those people Campbell calls barbarians is BPL President Amy Ryan. She's recommending the trustees vote to close four branches, including Campbell's beloved Lower Mills in Dorchester. Also on the list, the Faneuil in Brighton, Orient Heights in East Boston, and Washington Village in South Boston. It's the most prudent solution, Ryan says.
It's fiscally responsible. It means that the staff doesn't have to travel among branches. I think for the public, it provides continuity of hours.
The other options before the seven-member Board of Trustees tomorrow are reducing hours at 18 branches by 50% to 85%, or closing seven branch libraries. If they agree to the latter option, the library would have more money to expand services in early literacy, computer access, and outreach to schools, among other things. The irony of this story is that right now Boston's libraries are being used in record-breaking numbers. People are borrowing 31% more books, CDs, and DVDs than 3 years ago, and the website sees millions of visits. And yet funding has decreased by $9 million in less than 2 years, primarily because state funding of the city's libraries has dropped 73%.
I myself am one of the biggest library users for the Boston Public Library.
Library President Ryan says it pains her to suggest closing branches, but she's legally required to balance the budget, which as of July will be $39 million.
This is the second year in a row we've had layoffs, and we owe it to our employees to really stabilize the workplace, and we owe it to the citizens of Boston to provide a sustainable institution that can grow with the city's expectations.
Boston has 26 neighborhood branches, and like Dunkin' Donuts, many are near each other. The libraries on the proposed closure list share common characteristics. They're small, in old buildings, and aren't used as much as other locations.
I've come to the Orient Heights branch in East Boston, which is right near Constitution Beach and Deer Island, a really small library in the far corner of East Boston, and it's on the list for possible closure.
My name is Josephine Bruzizi. I've been going to the Orient Heights branch since I was a small child, 4 years old, with my whole family. It's a small, cozy atmosphere, and right now it's filled with children from various diverse backgrounds.
Giving children and teenagers easy access to libraries is the most often cited reason supporters say branches shouldn't close. Adults may be able to drive or take the bus to other libraries, but not kids. They come to branches for homework help or the computers. On a recent afternoon, more than a dozen teenagers are at the Eggleston Square Library in Roxbury. That's one branch that would close if trustees vote the option of shutting seven branches. Mara Troches, who's in the 12th grade, tutors younger kids.
It's like a safe haven for them, you know, get away from the streets, get away from crime. They come here to do their homework.
Lifelong advocates and those who've just joined the fight all have stories about what libraries mean to them, whether it's to escape the heat on a hot day or escape into a good novel.
My mother often tells me that she remembers the first time she brought me to the library, and she told me that I would find many friends here.
David Vieira, president of the Citywide Friends of the BPL, is leading the fight against closures.
We would rather see the branches on life support rather than just to be declared dead on arrival.
Mayor Menino has been relatively silent on the issue. He has sent representatives to the many community meetings and has said that closing branches should be the last resort. But he's left the decision-making to the Boston Public Library's Board of Trustees. Ultimately, though, Menino will decide the end of this story because he has to approve the library's budget. He could ride in on a white horse and make up the shortfall, maybe with the city's rainy day fund. Or he could go down in the history books as the mayor who closed branch libraries. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff.